Hey, friends. Thank you for taking 30 seconds out of listening to our good friends, Isaac and Angie Tolpin. Hi, my name is Aaron Smith, and I, along with my wife, Jennifer, host a weekly podcast called Marriage After God. After you're done being encouraged by our dear friends at Courageous Parenting, we'd love to invite you to check out the Marriage After God podcast, where our desire is to encourage you to grow closer to God and your spouse by sharing with you what God is teaching us in our marriage and by digging deep into God's word. We share intimately and transparently, and we love to go deep into scripture. Thank you again for letting us have a few moments with you. Now, please enjoy the rest of Courageous Parenting podcast, and don't forget to check out the Marriage After God podcast when you're done.
Welcome to Courageous Parenting Podcast, a weekly show to equip parents with biblical truth on raising confident Christian kids in an uncertain world.
Hi, I'm Angie from Courageous Mom.
And I'm Isaac from Resolute Mam.
We've been married for 21 years and have seen the fruit from raising our 8 kids biblically based on the raw truth found in the Bible.
We can no longer let the culture win the hearts of children. Too many children from Christian families are walking away from their faith by age 18. And it doesn't have to be this way. It shouldn't be this way. Join us as we start an important conversation about effective parenting in the fallen world. Hey, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, guys.
Unique episode today, huh?
Yeah.
So it'll be short, but very important. We would ask that you listen to the whole thing. So you really know what we've been dealing with for a bit now and more details about it. We do have some good news for you today, too. So, but if you want some really good parenting information, we're going to give you a couple tips real quick and then move on about podcast episodes to listen to. So a couple of them, a crucial concept to cultivating an incredible marriage. That's in season 2, episode 56.
And how to impact the heart and change behavior is in season 1, episode 45. And then one of our most popular episodes ever, which was how to cultivate a teachable heart, is in season 1, episode 12.
So go get those if you haven't already. And let's dive in here. So we're more committed than ever to impacting 1 million legacies and beyond. And we so appreciate your help. A little bit of context of what this is about. About 8 months ago, an online influencer who is a self-proclaimed leader in the progressive Christian movement did a podcast episode that included our family. So we filed a lawsuit against the podcaster for defamation. We are so happy to share that we've mutually agreed to solve this together and want to share this outcome with you all. So great news.
Yeah. So when the episode came out, we promptly responded by giving a written statement and an effort to solve it amicably. In this, we led by saying, we listened to the entire episode and our hearts go out to Stell. It's devastating for us to hear her testimony. If what Stell is describing happened, it's horrendous and tragic, and it's clear that she's very hurt and our hearts hurt for her. It's the opposite of what we believe regarding marriage and parenting. It's also not what exists within our family culture. We are so thankful for so many of you guys because you prayed for us, encouraged us, even the financial support during the last 8 months as we worked on this. We literally couldn't have done it without you.
That covered so many of our legal bills, and we're so thankful. Now, we've never let life circumstances deter us from the mission God has us on, and so we pressed on in the ministry while working on solving this. Despite the heavy costs of time, stress, opportunity costs, relationships, and financial burden, it was worth it.
We feel good about the outcomes that we achieved, and we worked together and mutually agreed upon final statements by both parties about the situation. Both parties are required to do a podcast reading of our respective statements, and neither party can disparage the other, otherwise face a fine per incidence. So here are the mutually agreed upon public statements. Isaac, why don't you read our statement from the Tolpins, and then I'll read Brenda's.
Okay, so here's the Tolpin statement, or our statement, that both parties mutually agreed to. We are pleased to announce that we and Brenda Davies have mutually agreed to put our differences aside and resolve the litigation between us. This decision came after much deliberation, prayer, and communication between us. Our intent was always towards truth and resolution. Brenda has confirmed that her video was not designed to accuse us of child abuse or to insinuate that we knew Stell, her family, or her siblings before Stell was an adult. To be clear, as we've stated from the beginning, we've never read or taught any of the Pearl's teachings on parenting, and were never mentored by the Jacobsons in marriage and parenting, and didn't know Stell, her family, or her siblings until she was an adult. Now, we have learned a lot from this experience and are thankful for all the prayerful encouragement and financial support we received from both our online and real life community. We are also thankful for God's grace to help us be compassionate towards one another and reach a productive path forward.
Mm-hmm. So there isn't confusion. That was the Tolpin statement. And now I will read Brenda Davies' statement, also known as God is Gray. For those who are aware of the existing lawsuit between Angie and Isaac Tolpin and I wanted to inform you that after much deliberation and communication, we've agreed to put our differences aside and end the litigation between us. To be clear, I do not believe that We Did It Out of Love video accused the Tolpins of being involved in the alleged abuse of Stell Jacobson, no relation to the Tolpins, nor of physically abusing their own children, nor was it intended as such. Although I do not believe it was directly addressed, I also want to make clear that Isaac and Angie didn't know Stell, her family, or her siblings until Stell was an adult. I'm incredibly grateful to everyone who contributed to my legal fees and supported me and Stell through this difficult process. We are glad that this is now behind us.
So thankful that yes. This is behind us and for your help. And so a few thoughts as we finish here. We absolutely have zero expectations that our lives will be comfortable or get any easier with the speed of change happening in the world as we work to share the gospel and biblical truth. Mm-hmm. But isn't that what Paul talked about and exemplified with his life? Mm-hmm. What an incredible example.
We would love your continued prayers, appreciate the encouragement, and would absolutely embrace any financial support to help us finish out our legal fees, the remaining of which is
$27,483.86. So if the Spirit prompts you, there's a link at CourageousParenting.com mm-hmm. under the podcast notes, or you can hit donate at CourageousParenting.com. Mm-hmm. We'd be so thankful.
Yeah, we're so happy that this is now over so that we can spend more energy on new resources to help parents, and glad we're able to share such a positive outcome with you all. We're praising God for His goodness.
Thank you, guys.